Hi, this is Gail Kern-Pastor, director of the Folger Library. In this passage from Thomas Eliot's Castle of Health, Eliot describes Galen's theory of the four humors that explain the physical constitution of the world. There were four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, four qualities, hot, cold, wet, and dry, and four bodily humors, blood, choler, phlegm, and melancholy. Blood was the hot and moist humor. Choler was hot and dry. Phlegm was cold and moist, and melancholy was cold and dry. The bodies of all living things contain humors in different combinations, and these humors helped to determine their characteristic behavior, what they feared and desired, how they assessed risk or opportunity in their environments. Hot humors stimulated action, while cold ones depressed it. Sound judgment and prudent action required the free flow of clear fluids in the brain, but melancholy or choler darkened them. Shakespeare's great warrior, Harry Percy, is nicknamed Hotspur for his choleric disposition, which gave him courage and impulsiveness. Hamlet berates himself as a muddy, mettled rascal for his inaction and lethargy, characteristic of the phlegmatic. Phlegm was also responsible for the general inconstancy of women, who were the cold and moist sex. Youth was hot and moist, age cold and dry. And over all these individual qualities arched the defining humoral attributes of geographical latitude, the cold that gave northern people their valor and hardiness, the heat that gave southerners their sagacity and quickness of response. For the early moderns, the bodily humors were important for understanding the physical basis of personality, temperament, and overall disposition. Those practicing medicine in this period would have had no trouble identifying the characteristics of Galenic humoralism and would have treated an imbalance of a particular humor with an herb that held the opposite qualities.